by the way, JC, that is your anthem. And when I play it, I squat down.
What?
You heard me.
That music that you're playing is making me sick.
That's your anthem, JC.
Not my anthem.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You wanted an anthem, you've got it. Now
no,
I want to know what the hell.
Anthem.
Before I subject you, before I subject you to callers who are waiting to, well, I don't know what they're waiting for and why they're calling, but before we go to that, I want to know what's so evil about my cute little furry cats. They're beautiful. Look,
cats are demonic creatures, Mr. Bell.
Say what?
They are lycanthropes, demons in disguise.
They are not.
Yes, they are.
They are the sweetest little fur balls you'll ever want to meet.
They're evil.
No. If you think cats are evil, JC, then let me tell you, brother, you're evil.
Cats are evil because they steal souls, and they are the familiars of Satanists.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you, you're still disrespecting me. You're not allowing me to make my points about media pornography. And
well,
one of your points was
evil cats.
Cat, yes. Devil cats. Demons. They hide themselves in the appearance of what they look there. They try to look like these innocent, furry little things, but they're really demons. And they really are. They're evil. You look at their eyes, and they look at you, and they just want to devour you, and they want to steal your soul. I've got one cat right now on my compound that I've been chasing for the better part of a year.
You know what? I think you're overly sensitive on this whole pornography issue. Now, maybe it would be true, JC, that you, in your idle time, look at what?
In my idle time, I review all manner of...
I knew it.
Bell, you are trying to insinuate that I would enjoy media pornography.
If I
have to review a Larry Flynn magazine, I do not enjoy it one bit. I have to know the enemy. And I'm going to tell you, there's more to media pornography than dirty pictures of naked people. I'm going to make a point here right now because you need to hear this.
And every moment that you see it wounds your soul, JC, right?
It can't harm me because I'm praying against it. God has charged me with this work. God has charged and given me the energy, the power. God, when
so it's like you're praying against it, but you're looking at it going, oh, yeah.
How
right?
You.
Yeah.
Your program,
going,
the auditorium of ideas in your program makes me sick to insinuate that I would sit there and enjoy it. Makes me sick. Mr. Bell, I'm telling you, there's more to media pornography than just dirty pictures of naked people. And I'm going to tell you that right now, there's one pornography, and this is an evil pornography which draws millions of men out of church, and that's football. And I'm going to tell you exactly how evil
football is.
Football is a homosexual ritual.
Oh, for God's sake.
Let me tell you why. Because anytime you've got a man who's putting his hands on the backside of another man like that, and what that is a simulation of the homosexual consummation, and the football represents the birth. It's a mockery of birth. It represents the homosexual self, which is then given to the quarterback, who is usually the best-looking one on the team, and then he takes that homosexual self, and he looks out among the field of other men who will receive and take his homosexuality, and he sends it to him, and with the intention of taking it into sacred ground, the sacred space of America and the family and values.
Now, America has taken a more tolerant attitude toward homosexuality, certainly in the last few decades.
Unfortunately, queer guys trying to turn straight guys queer.
And you don't join in on that, I take it.
I hate homosexuals. Is that clear?
All right, yeah, it's clear. First time caller line, you're on the air with JC.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, that's only you know that for sure, but it really sounds like you, yes.
Good deal. I appreciate taking my call, Art.
Yeah, where are you?
This is Adam from Decatur, Illinois.
And why in God's name are you calling JC?
Well, I wanted to tell him I really appreciate him coming on the air, and I enjoy a good laugh every once in a while, and I was wanting to ask him.
A good laugh. Are you laughing at the new revelation? You laugh at God? Listen to me, you degenerate.
I was laughing at the whole thing, and I wanted to know if you came on the air for an interview or a comedy.
Yeah, has it occurred to you, JC, that some people just think this is funny? They think you're a total put-on. Maybe you are.
No, because they don't want to believe in the truth and the light and the love of the Lord. I'm bringing love. I'm bringing salvation.
Then why do you scream? Then why scream?
Why scream? Because you have to scream in order to get people to listen. Sometimes you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And that's another thing I want to talk about is the food porn.
Food porn.
Yes,
food?
The gluttony. I've touched on that before.
Food porn?
Yes.
What's food porn?
Food porn, the cooking shows where they make food look so delicious and make you want to eat. Gluttony is also a sin, Mr. Bill.
Isn't this a basic human
this is the same thing
need?
People need to eat, but they don't need to be fattos. And listen.
Am I still on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Why don't you get him off the air so I can make
I'm
going to
get off the air, and I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good morning, caller. Thank you. Make a point. Any point.
This is where the satanic Soviet empire has this elaborate plan, and what they are trying to do is the pornography and indulgence. It's more than just dirty, naked pictures of people doing dirty, naked things. It is also food, because, listen, people, like they say, I was born gay. That's what they say. I'm gay. I'm born gay, and that's the way I am, so I have to be that way.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't. I'll tell you, the only person that was born gay
I
was
guess
gay.
This means you're not in favor of gay marriage.
Absolutely not in favor of gay marriage. Uh-huh. That is why Canada has declared war on the United States with the recently they are allowing gays to get married in Canada, and that's the subversive, that's the evil subversiveness of the Canadian, which is because they can look like you and me.
And that constitutes war?
A declaration of war on America and America's family values, because they know that the majority of Americans do not support gay marriage, they do not support homosexuality, they don't want them in their communities, they don't want them in their churches, they don't want them in their schools, they don't want them in the nation.
Wildcard
doesn't want them.
Wildcard line, you're on the air with JC.
Hey, JC. Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Hey, Art. It's Tim from LA.
Yes.
Address me as JC Webster the Third, God's General.
Okay. Hey, JC. I know you're for book burning, but does this include like burning the Bible? Because you can't spell global
Why
warming.
Why would I burn the Bible?
Seems like you're not doing a
you're
very good
idiot.
Job.
You're an idiot. Shut up.
Oh, you shut up, you idiot. Hey, Art.
Just shut your mouth. Saying I would burn the Bible.
And I know we're
You're right. He couldn't spell global warming.
Art. That's book burning. More book burning.
Yeah.
I burn books by like.
I know where
of Clive Barker and Stephen King.
Hold on, JC. You know where JC's what?
I know where his compound is.
His what?
Well, then you just
compound.
Come on, buddy. Come on down to the compound.
It's in Val,
come
Norway.
On down. Go
on down and see JC.
Come on down.
You see how JC would like, how people would like to meet you, JC?
Come on down.
They want to be in your presence.
You come on down to the compound. If God reveals a location to you, you bring it.
Yeah, okay. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with JC.
Yeah, that would be me.
That's you.
Oh.
Okay. I hope this is a joke, because
I'll
tell you, if this guy's on the level, he's scary, okay?
Yeah, see, a lot of
you to those who worship Satan,
you scare more people than Ned Dames.
Instead of burning him,
you
know, he used to learn vocabulary.
Hold on, JC, let her speak.
The guy is just outrageously nuts, and in a world where we have all kinds of stuff that are going wrong, all that energy being stupid. Come on.
Don't you call me stupid, woman.
Get a point,
I'll tell you
get a
what
point,
stupid
man.
Is you.
Hey,
speaking, you trying to have the right
now,
to
now let JC. Hold it. Let JC respond.
Okay.
Yeah. No, hussy.
No, don't call names. So, JC.
I call them as I see them.
You call them as you see them. Well. Is that it? Is that as good as it going to get? I know you have certain feelings about where women ought
speak.
To be. Okay.
Let her speak.
Yeah, go right ahead, young lady.
You need to get back in your time machine, go back to the Dark Ages where you belong, sir.
No, we need
You're
to bring America
scary.
Back.
You are
we need
scary.
To bring America
because
back
you know what?
To
Unfortunately, there are some
time.
People out here that are going to take you seriously.
We need to bring America back good because we
need, to bring America
correct.
Back. America was stolen from the Indians to begin with, sir,
no,
who were slaughtered wholesale to steal this country.
Clint.
Okay?
All right, let him respond. America was originally stolen from the Indians, is what she said.
Well, that's a bold-faced lie, because it was stolen from God by the devil's people. The red man. Who's red? The devil.
I've had enough.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Have a good morning.
Goodbye.